If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
With heaven, God's heaven, as our home, we all in Christ are family, no matter what nationality, color, race, male or female. We're in God's family. In these days of great division, this sounds wonderful and unbelievable.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, it seems to be a human thing to root for the home team. When I was young, my family lived in Indiana, and I got to tell you, there is no state in the nation where high school basketball fever runs higher. You could be from the smallest school in rural Indiana. You remember the movie Hoosiers. With cornfields out the back door, yes, I attended one of those schools, and if you somehow could be blessed with the right combination of height and skill and coaching, you could take it to state. But almost as much as that glorious end was the crushing of the cross-county rival. Then when I was in high school, myself and our family had moved to Ohio, where football was king. And when in my sophomore year, our football team, which I was a part, were trounced regularly by our league rivals, it was sweet revenge the next year and the next year to crush those same teams. I remember games when our opponents couldn't score a point while we ran up 7 or 8 or 9 touchdowns. There were names like Beaver Creek, Fairborn, Xenia, and others. You probably don't know any of them, but we crushed them all. Of course, none of that is new, and it goes way beyond sports. Humans draw close to those familiar, who look and act like them, and push away those who are distant and different. It is part of our sinfulness. Well, today on Wings of the Morning, we are going to see an example of how God in Christ changes all that and draws believers together for the kingdom of God. But right now, please listen to Group One Crew sing about His Kind of Love.
There are no words, no phrase I could create. There is no melody that I could make. How do you sing about a love so deep without feeling like you miss something? I could try, but I could not explain. Thank you.
the Bible in the letter Paul wrote to the Colossians. God's word says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf and who told us of your love in the Spirit. Well, what's going on here, my friend? Well, first of all, although Paul tends to write to people he knows, people he visited, even established their churches like the Corinthians and Ephesians and the Philippians, he actually doesn't know the Colossians, except through this guy by the name of Epaphras. He, Paul, this Jew of Jews, didn't go to the city, Colossae, of Greeks and Romans, and probably a bunch of other nations. Rather, this fellow, Epaphras, may have personally seen and heard Paul elsewhere. Maybe it was Ephesus, maybe Philippi, but we don't know. He and they are just foreigners with no connection. That is, Paul and the Colossae. But Paul, right away, calls them, what? Brothers in Christ. And then he greets them with his Jewish greeting, shalom, and their Gentile greeting, charis, or grace. They are, to Paul, not different, not distant, not the visitor, but the same in Christ. Brothers, the same family. And my friend, when we are born again, we are in a new family, covered by the same blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul even notes that not only his love for them, remember he doesn't know them, thanking God for them, praying for them, but their love for all the believers elsewhere, again, distant and different people, is what he notes. Where does this originate? He says it is from the hope that is stored up in heaven for them. With heaven, God's heaven, as our home, we all in Christ are family, no matter what nationality, color, race, male or female. We're in God's family. In these days of great division, this sounds wonderful and unbelievable. In the world, when we are different and distant, we fight. But Paul tells us how it is believable and possible. In fact, the only way it is. He says it's in the word of truth, the gospel. And he shares with them that this gospel that brings all this unity, this familyhood between them all, is bearing fruit, this faith and love, and growing all over the world. My friend, perhaps you have been told and even believe that this religion thing is divisive and ugly. There are voices even now that promote that the only way to create unity among people is to dispense with God. John Lennon famously wanted to imagine no heaven, no hell, and no religion. I cringe every time I hear that song. He wants no God. But my friend, just look at history. The greatest murderers of humanity were atheists like Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, and Marx. Sure, false religion can be murderous too. But here in Colossians, we see true religion, faith and love and hope in Christ that brings about faith and love and hope toward one another. You see, Epaphras heard the gospel from Paul somewhere, and it changed him. Then Epaphras shared that with his fellow Colossians, and many were changed as well by Jesus. And then these, who didn't know one another, became not just acquaintances or even friends, but brothers and sisters, even closer than cousins. Until Jesus comes and destroys this world system of hate and division, we will not have grace and peace and love. But if you have Jesus in your heart, you will have love for those who love Jesus. Would you like to experience the love and peace of God's kingdom right now? Then accept Jesus as your Savior. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I am tired of the wars inside of me and outside of me. Please forgive me of my sin. Give me a new heart and a love that I've never known. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. Or you can reach me online at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.